am excited by what God is doing in our family. Amen. But the reason why we came, amen, was to hear a word from the Lord. Let's take a look at 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. 2 Kings, the 4th chapter.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. This is one of my favorite passages. Yeah. Amen. Not sure if I've ever preached it, but it certainly resonates in my heart. Amen. 2 Kings, the 1st chapter, verses 1 to 7. Amen. Amen. We're going to, amen, share some time and talk about that woman that had the vessel of oil.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, just had.
Yeah.
That's all she had, was just a little oil. Amen. Just a little oil. Amen. Amen. Let's look at it. Amen. 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. Amen. Verses 1 through 7. Let me just read that in your hearing. It reads on this wise. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen, slaves. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid have not anything in the house save a pot of bowl. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me another vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. Amen. I want to talk from this thought on today, amen. I'm on empty. I'm on empty, amen. Feel me up, God. Amen. I'm on empty. I'm on empty. Fill me up, God. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Urshas. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the living God. Amen. Most of us in this room on today, amen, can relate or identify with what it means to be empty. Now, for most of us, it is tied to physical emptiness.
Yeah.
We're familiar with going to the refrigerator, picking up that milk carton, the orange juice carton, amen. You shake it a little bit because you're in need of some milk for your Cheerios. You are looking for your vitamin C for the day, but you picked up the milk carton or the Tropicana orange juice, amen, and found out it was empty. We're familiar with getting in our vehicles, amen, and driving and looking down at what we call the fuel gauge. And some of us, because cars have gotten a little smarter now, sometimes you get a little notification.
Yeah.
But the notification is to advise you that you are close to being empty.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we are familiar with being empty. Many of us have been in restaurants, or maybe you just had a good home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
And you eat something that is quite spicy. And you realize after you've eaten that jalapeno pepper. And you ready to see, amen. You look down at your glass, amen. The beverage of your choice, and you realize that it's just ice in the glass, amen. Because the glass is empty. It is empty. So we're familiar with what it means to be empty, amen. Have you ever woken up, amen, being in the middle of the night, amen, or just at home, amen, you wake up and you realize that you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. And so we're familiar with the commercial enough to know that when I have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea, I know, amen, that I can reach for some Pepto-Bismol. But have you ever reached for what you needed? And it wasn't there, amen. You found out that it was empty. And amen. It was empty. Amen. Ever been late into the grocery store? Amen. And I don't know what it is. First lady and I were talking about this, amen. But they don't have broccoli. It's hard to find snap beans and some of those fresh, amen, are being sold out because the suppliers are not being able to make it in. But have you ever been to the grocery store and what you really wanted wasn't on the shelf?
Yeah.
It was empty. It was empty. You know, your favorite cheesecake. It was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was empty. It was empty, empty, empty. Physical emptiness is easy to identify. We have difficulty when it comes to spiritual emptiness. Amen. Anybody in the room ever feel trapped? Have you ever felt like you were at the end of your rope? What do you do when you reach that point in life? Amen. Well, the realist, amen, would just say, just tie a knot and hang on. The pessimist would say, you might as well let go because it's only going to get worse. Amen. The optimist would say, just tie another knot and keep on climbing.
Yeah.
Amen. And each of us, amen, have experienced this reality before. Amen. But what can you do? What can you do? Amen. Some of us are in that very place today. You are at the end of your rope. You're on empty. And not only are you on empty, but there's a long drop beneath you. And you don't even know what to do. Amen. But what do you do when you're facing problems with your children that you can't solve? What do you do when your marriage is on the rocks and the crashing waves of hopelessness are unrelenting? What do you do? What do you do when there are problems at work? Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's no way out. But what do you do when you have too much month left at the end of your money? Amen. 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 What do you do, amen, when you lost a loved one and you can't escape that feeling of loneliness and grief and pain? What do you do? Amen. What do you do when your heart is broken? Your dreams are shattered. And your hopes have been dashed to bits and pieces, amen, on the cruel rocks of reality, amen. That there may be some help that we might be able to garner here in this scripture on today, amen. We are introduced to a woman. A woman, amen, that is experiencing what Trey talked about, amen, on this morning, amen, trouble. Yeah, she was going through some hard times, amen. She was going through some hard times, amen. The scriptures tell us that her husband had just died. Amen. Her husband had just died, amen. And you got to have some context to know that in those days, amen, that when a woman was left without a man, amen, that was a terrible situation to be in. Amen. Because the man was the provider. Amen. And he looked after his family. family. Amen. Can I parenthetically pause right there for just a moment, Pastor, to tell some men in this place, amen, we need to do a better job. Amen, amen. We need some men that, amen, that know how to take care of their family. Amen. We need some men that are not selfish, amen, about taking care of the family. Amen. Watch this. We need some men that are prepared so that when it is time for them to go home, their family don't just fall to pieces.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So the scripture tells us that she had lost her husband, amen. And can you imagine? Here she is. Her husband is deceased. Amen. He has gone to be with the Lord. Amen. And the cupboards are starting to empty.
Yeah.
He had provided to the point that he could provide. Amen. But now he's gone. Amen. And so now the food is becoming scarce. Amen. The money, amen, is tight. Amen. And so she's looking for an escape. Amen. She needs help. Glory to God. She needs help. Amen. I think one of the things that we have to understand, and the first point that I want to bring out here, is that we've got to come to terms with where we are. Amen. Amen. Everybody, some of us are living a fantasy world. We are living in a world that is not realistic. Amen. And we've got to come to terms with where we are. Amen. She had despair in her family.
Yeah.
Glory to God. The woman, amen, mentions, amen, that her husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. Which tells me, amen, that the woman that we're dealing with is not just a woman, but she's a woman of God. Amen. Amen. Her husband, amen, was in the school of the prophets for Elisha.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He was in the school of prophets. He was being taught. Amen. On the gifts, on the giftings. Amen. He was being taught. Amen. But can I also point this out? Amen. I begin to think about it. It was Elijah that passed on, amen, to Elisha the double mantle.
Yeah.
Amen. And so Elisha had to be pretty old.
Yeah.
He had to be pretty old, but he was still working for the Lord. Amen. You know, sometimes we have this thought process that the older we get, then God is through with us.
Yeah.
Can I encourage you, like Brother Elisha? Amen. He was still working for the Lord. Yeah. Amen. And to a good ripe old age. Amen. Yeah. I see. My thought is, amen, I want to keep working as long as I can work for the Lord. Amen. Unless I have lost my mental faculties, amen, and I'm saying some foolish things from the pulpit, amen, I want to be able to keep on talking about my Lord and Savior. So if I'm 95, my God, I still want to have the gift rest upon me, glory to God. And so Elijah, amen, passed on to Elisha. Elisha started the school of the prophets, amen. And now, amen, we find out that one of his mentees, one of the people that he was encouraging and building up and teaching, amen, they didn't make it.
Yeah.
They didn't make it. That, see, we need to praise God for all the survivors.
Yes.
Amen.
See, you are survivors.
Oh,
if you're alive and you're breathing and God has given you the activities of your limbs, you are a survivor.
Yes.
Glory to God. Don't take it for granted. Everybody don't get the opportunity to grow old.
Yeah.
It's a gift from God, amen, to grow old, amen. You know, I watch the news every day and I see many that are snatched away.
Yeah.
Amen. Snatched away at a very young age. And so if you are here today, I clap my hands and celebrate God, amen, and say thank you, because I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. Elijah, amen, survived, amen. And he was ready for such a time. This, amen. This woman came, amen, and approached him. Amen. She approached Elisha, amen, because Elisha had the gifting on his life.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He had an anointing on his life. Amen. So you gotta know who to bring your business to. Glory to God. Some of us still calling folk that you know can't help you. Glory to God. We're calling on people, amen, that is not even for us. Amen. We're calling on people, amen, that don't care anything about your success, victory, or deliverance. Amen. And so God, amen, touched this woman's heart, amen, and she knew to go to Elisha. Amen. She said, I got to go and find the anointing. I got to find somebody that know God. I got to find somebody that understands, watch this, miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. I need somebody to know that in the predicament that I'm in right now, this woman says, hey, I need somebody to know that God can move on my behalf. Glory to God. And so she moves. Amen. Gracefully. Amen. She moves to him. Audaciously, amen. She moves to him with a spirit of boldness, amen, and tells him what is going on, amen, in her world, amen. Amen. That's another thing, amen, that we need to understand on today, amen. Amen. To tell God what's going on. We need to tell God what's going on. I know that he is omniscient, which means that he knows everything. Glory to God. But it is a blessing, amen, and an honor as a child of God to know that I've got the privilege, my God, to come before my Father, amen, and ask. Glory to God. And that's what the woman recognized, amen. I can come before the man of God, amen. I know God knows the situation. I know God sees what's going on in your life, amen. But I'm going to take my privilege as a child, amen, of God. Glory to God. See, some of you, amen, don't understand what I'm saying. See, you got to understand, I am a child of Pastor Glover. I'm a PK, been a PK, amen, for a number of years, amen. That's a preacher's kid, amen. And there are certain privileges that I have that you don't have. Oh my God, yeah. Some of you know, amen, you can call it, but he might not answer. But I guarantee you this, if I call it,
he gonna answer.
He gonna pick up the phone, glory to God. There is a privilege that goes to that father-child relationship. And watch this, I can call him at 2:00 in the morning. And he will wake up out of his sleep, amen, glory to God, to answer the phone for me. But I need you to know something, amen. That's how God does it. You can call him when you need him. You can call him when you want him. You can just call him up and talk to him, glory to God, because that's the God that we serve, amen. We've got to tell him about our problems, amen. The servant, amen, she says, thy servant, amen. He was working in ministry. Glory to God. He was in service for God. Glory to God. Can we take a moment and just pause here? And can I tell you that sometimes, amen, bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
See, we get it mixed up. We just think, I think Brother Trey expressed it well on this morning, amen. Sometimes we think that because, amen, we are called and we're gifted and we're tongue-talking and we're anointed and we are fortified by the Spirit of God, that bad things can't happen to us. Glory to God. And the reality is, I came to wake you up on today that bad things happen to good people. Glory to God. I'm reminded, amen. I'm reminded about my mother, amen. My mother passed away at the age of 40 years old. I could not comprehend that. I could not understand how God would take a soldier, how God would pick a flower, amen, and in her prime, glory to God, in her prime, amen, and pluck her, amen, to sit, amen, in heaven with her, with him, glory to God. But I'll just keep living. just keep living. By and by. See, God, that's what I'm saying. We're not even ready for what we think we're ready for. Glory to God. God is always waking up our minds. Amen. I would not be the preacher that I am today. Amen. If my mama was still here, glory to God. Some of you know, amen, you wouldn't be doing what you do. Amen. In the service of the Lord. Amen. And with the tenacity that you have now and the boldness and the authority, amen, if you had still been babies.
Well, come on here,
mm-hmm.
man.
And so I was leaning too hard on mama. Amen. I was leaning too hard. And God says, amen, I got some work for you to do, but I need you to do it.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
So in the by and by, I'm able to see glory to God. But then I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I was just like this woman. I said, Lord, you took my mom.
Yeah.
In her prime.
Yeah.
She got the gift was fresh on her.
Wow.
The anointing was thick.
Yeah.
You can cut it like a knife.
Yeah.
She had more anointing than she did humanity. I know that my husband is gone. have accepted that I know that I don't have a lot of stuff, a lot of substance. But now they want to mess with my children. that was the last straw. That was the camel. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. She said, no, 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 they're not going to take my children away from me. She comes to, and not only take, they were going to take them and make them slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking about taking them and promoting them and putting them in a place of prosperity.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
They were going to have to work until the year of Jubilee came.
Yeah.
Because that was the time when you would be free.
Yeah.
Amen. Was in the year of Jubilee.
Yeah.
And Elijah said unto her after she poured out all her heart. He said, what you want me to do? Your husband is dead. I know you've seen me resurrect the dead before. I know that's happened before. I know God has that power. I know you've seen me. Amen. I know, amen, I can just proclaim over your life right now prosperity. Amen. And come on out, amen. And it would happen, amen. I know I can rebuke the creditors.
Yes, yes.
And they would go away, amen. But it's something else I need you to get out of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. What do you want me to do?
Wow.
What are you? What you really asking me to do? Amen. And then I can see that in my own sanctified mind, I can see that this woman began to look puzzled at Elijah. Amen. She began to look at him like, I just told you what I want you to do. I need some help right now. My children need help. They're about to be taken away. Amen. And Elijah interrupts her conversation again as she's looking puzzled. Amen. And he says, amen, tell me what you got in your house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, what we don't understand is that what we need, the Lord has already provided. I need somebody to get this, amen. I know you're only empty, and I know all you can see is your situation, and you can only see what you're going through. You say, watch this, they messing with me on the job, and they fired me from my job, and now they messing with my family, and now my marriage is in shambles, and now I just don't have enough. And I need you to understand on today, amen, that you have everything you need already inside you. God has already equipped you with everything that you need. That's why Elijah said, just tell me what you got in the house. Amen. And you can tell by the way she said it. Amen. And she was like, it ain't nothing. Amen. She said, thy handmaid ain't got nothing in the house. Save, but it's part of all. That's all I got. That's it. I just told you I don't have nothing else. I just told you that I'm feeling empty. I just told you that I need to be filled up. I told you I'm looking for an escape. I told you I'm looking for a way out. And you still pressing me about what I already have. Glory to God. The Bible says that, can you imagine this? I know this guy too, but she got to verse 3. And Elijah said to her, okay, go. Borrow. My God. Y'all, this is getting gooder and gooder to me right now. He told her, go on. Wait a minute, this is not making any sense to me. I lost my husband.
Yeah.
I don't have substance. My substance has been minimized.
Yeah.
The creditors are coming after my son, which means I'm in debt. Glory to God. And you want me to go and borrow some more?
Yeah.
Glory to God. But what Elijah was really trying to get us to understand, and this is what God trying to get us to understand on today. Sometimes we think that we're empty.
Yeah.
We think that we have given everything that we can.
Yeah.
But you're not empty enough yet to be used by God.
Yeah.
You're not empty enough. See, if you're still thinking of new ideas, and you still got an idea in the back of your mind about how to fix the problem.
Yeah.
You're not empty. You're not empty. You're not empty. That's what God said. Go ball. Go ball. Watch this. I know you understand. If you still got plan B and plan C, and you still say, well, if this don't work, then I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And if this don't work, then I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And you ain't empty.
Yeah.
You ain't empty. God is saying, go borrow. I need you to empty everything out so that you know it's not you.
Yeah.
I need for me to get all the glory.
Yeah.
I want you to understand it wasn't nothing about you. So you know what? Go borrow. Go borrow.
Yeah.
Go and borrow. And so Elijah tells us to go borrow the vessels, these clay pots, amen. And watch this. I need you to go borrow from your neighbors.
Yeah.
Now, am I an insult to injury? My husband is gone. I don't have a lot of substance. My creditors are after me. You're telling me to go borrow, amen, but to go borrow from my neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My neighbors now, amen. They don't know. They don't meet. And there's this thing with us. There's a pride that rises up in all of us, but we don't want nobody to know.
And see,
that's what God tells. He's like, I need you to go show those people that know you that you don't have enough.
Yes, sir.
I need you to go and tell somebody that know you, not people that don't know you. Don't tell the people that know you that you need, amen, something. You have that you need more, amen. And so you can imagine that's humiliating.
Yes, it is.
That's humiliation, amen. Some of them same people that you borrowed from, some of the same people said you wasn't gonna make it.
Yeah.
And now you have to go and borrow. I'm building you up. I'm emptying you out because I want you to see that after the humiliation, amen, I've emptied you out and you've gone and borrowed, there will be greater.
Hey.
So don't be afraid to be empty. don't be afraid to be empty before the Lord, amen. I'm just going to take my pride and all of that and I'm going to put it to the side. Before the Lord, amen. He said, borrow those vessels, amen. And when you go and borrow the vessels, amen, don't borrow full vessels. I want you to go and borrow empty vessels.
Yeah.
Glory to God. See, most people don't place value on what's empty.
Yeah.
Right. That's
true.
Yeah, they don't place value on what is empty. Glory to God. You can imagine. If I ask you for an empty gum wrapper, people are willing to hand that over. Because to them, being empty does not have
that.
But when you take empty and you put it in the hands of the living God, empty provides substance.
Glory
to God. You say, empty out the vessels, amen. Go send your sons. Can you see them sons coming inside? My mama say, can we borrow some of your empties? My mama say, oh my God. My mama say, can we borrow some of your empties? And they look at something.
That whole household over there, they really need some help. They really need some help now.
Because now they're asking us not for a cup of sugar. Not for a cup of milk. They're not asking us for a loaf of bread. They're asking us for the empty. What has already been spent. What is already gone. Glory to God. And so you can see how this does not make any sense. Glory to God.
But God.
But the God that we serve. He said, and Elijah tells them when you got it.
Uh-huh.
When your sons have gone out and got all those empties, I need you to do something for me. I need you to go home. I need you to shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to let this out. I need you to go home with all the best. All that emptiness, glory to God. And I need you and your sons to get in the house and shut the door. Can I tell you that there's some sitting in this room and by way of Zoom on today? You need to shut the door.
All right.
Yeah.
There's too many distractions.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
There's too much outside influence.
Yeah.
And so God is not able to move, amen, in the freedom that he want to move.
Yeah, well.
Because you got too many distractions.
Yes, sir.
They still calling you.
Yes.
On the telephone. Okay. God already told you what he going to do. Amen. And you still taking that call. God say, shut it up.
Shut it down.
Glory to God. You, there are people on your job, amen. Glory to God. God has shown you who they are.
Yeah.
He has shown you that they're not for you.
Yeah.
Has shown you, amen, that they are enemies to him and you.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And you still are entertaining with them?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Nike came up with one of the best slogans ever when they say, just do it. Glory to God. I wish we could get some saints, some believers to just do it. Just do what we're asking you to do, amen. Do what God has spoken in your heart, amen. And then let's just see. Let's just see what God is going to do, glory to God. And so she took that miserable pot of oil, amen, and she began to pour into empty vessels. And so after she would fill a vessel, she would sit it to the side. My God. And then she would tell her son, bring me another. Yeah. And the Bible says that she began to fill these vessels out of your little bit. Just your little bit. Your little bit in the hands of God.
All right. Yeah.
Your little paycheck. Your minimum wage job in the hands of God. Your look at that little one bedroom studio place that you live in the hands of God. Amen. Your little bank account that's staying away. Glory to God. But in the hands of God, amen. She was pouring and she was pouring because God gets excited about empty.
Yeah. Multiplication.
The more that you come to him with empty, God is compelled to fill it up. Glory to God. He said, I gotta do it because they taking me at my word. They're believing that if they just pause, then I'll just keep at it. And she came with vessel after vessel after vessel. Amen. amen. And we on this side, amen, in the natural, amen, we fight against that place of being.
Yeah.
I gotta get another loan.
Yes, we do.
I gotta get another loan. I gotta try to figure out how, because this is my last thing of 2 weeks. Yeah. And I can't have not. And so something inside our westernized culture that we're in, we don't know how to do without it. We're spoiled. I'm telling y'all that. That's me too. We're spoiled. We don't know how to do without something. Glory to God. And we will rob Peter to pay Paul. And we do it all the time. Glory to God. And God is telling you today, by the message of myself, amen, it's okay. Yeah. To be empty, glory to God. Once she filled up all those vessels, everything was full, amen. Elijah said, now take that. Glory to God. See, that's an opportunity for you to tell the devil, take that. Yeah. now take that. So he said, now take that at all the vessels. Go sell it, amen. And not only was it gonna be enough to cover the debt, my God. But you're gonna have some to live off of.
Yeah,
Lord. I'm gonna encourage you today, amen. God sees our need, glory to God. He knows exactly what's going on in your life, amen. And so trust him in that place of being empty.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah. That's what he's trying to do. Isn't that what Jesus did?
Yeah.
When he went to the cross? Uh-huh.
Yes, he did.
Glory to God.
Yes, he did.
He turned his back on the Trinity. Amen. Yeah. He was like, oh, I got to take all this humanity and sin and all that up on me, glory to God. I got to bear this, amen. I'm in an empty place right now. But how many of y'all know that after he got on that cross, amen, they put nails in his hands and nails in his feet and a crown of thorns on his head, and they pierced him in his side, and they placed him in a tomb, amen. He got up, glory to God. And even that empty tomb today, amen. That's a testimony, amen, that God will take something empty, glory to God, in your life on today. I want you to be encouraged, amen. So stop complaining about what you don't have and appreciate what you do have.
Yeah.
The woman had trouble recognizing just that pile of oil in her house.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I want you to have families that don't have nothing to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, really nothing. You just not eat what you want to eat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help somebody. Yeah. I ain't nothing here. Ain't nothing. I mean, a whole cupboard stacked with canned goods and everything. You can open up a can of peaches, a can of beans, a can of green beans, a can of tuna. I mean, you got something to eat, amen. And the problem is, what you're saying is, I'm not appreciating what I have.
Yeah.
And God says, you know what, yeah, I want you to get to that point. Appreciate what you have.
Yeah.
And then let me do the rest.
Yes.
The doors of the church are now open. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. It's okay to be empty. It's okay to be empty. Somebody today, amen, needs to shut the door. Go in, amen. And just you and God, amen, and let him move. Amen. Don't negate the word of the prophet. Amen. God is using men and women of God. You can't get it all on your own.
Okay.
Amen. Now some of us say, well, I just gonna spend some time. Oh, God didn't tell me that. Well, he didn't tell you that because he wanted me to tell you that.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't tell you that. You know, it's one of the things again when somebody said, well, God didn't tell me that. Well, I know he didn't. That's why he told me to tell you. Because he didn't tell you that. Amen. That's because that shows right there. When somebody comes to you and they telling you God didn't tell me that. That's what your mind is. That showed me right there. Amen. In terms of receiving, that you're not ready to shut the door. You're not ready to shut the door. So watch this. And that also tells me that you're not empty enough yet. So my prayer then is just, well, Lord, just until you get them all the way empty. Because it's going to come a day for all those people, amen, that are big, bad, audacious, amen. They can do it on their own. They don't need God. They don't need nobody, amen. It's going to come a day where you're going to be empty. And God will be there.
Yeah.
He will be. That's one thing about God.
He'll be there.
Yeah. God don't do like we do.
Right there,
God don't do like we do. As I had told you back then, I told you. That's not what God do. God does just like he did with the prodigal son. The prodigal son, when the father just kept looking for the son. Y'all remember that? He
just kept looking for the sun. He would just look for the sun. Amen. The sun didn't dirty. I'm not a prodigal, not a prodigal son. Yes, give me, yes, give me everything, yes, never alone. If I told my dad, I can't tell y'all what it is. If I told, he said, give me everything never alone to me.
Wow.
You know, give it to me now. I want my stuff, and you better give it to me now, man. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That was insulting. That was, and the daddy in the Bible said, give me your stuff. Let him go out there and live righteously, a wild life. Amen. He was club hopping and humping and jumping and everything else. I mean, he was living his best life. Amen. And every day, amen, the father was going out saying, I wonder if today going to be the day that he come back home. And so I want you to see, amen, that that's what God is doing for us in our lives. That no matter where we are and how many times we rejected him, he's just like that father. He's waiting. And when you remember the boy, he was coming back. The boy was coming back and he's like, I'm gonna tell my dad. What I'm telling me is, yeah, you know, I'm sorry, and I should have said that to you, and I disrespected you there. He was coming over the story. Right? That's what the scripture says. He was coming over the story. And I shouldn't have told him that. I shouldn't have did that. Amen. And as he was getting ready to open up his mouth and say, Dad, the Bible says that the father grabbed him, hugged him, put his arms around him, changed his position, clothed him, put him in the new robe, gave him back his position with the ring, amen, to put him back in the right. That's what God wants to do in our lives, amen. And watch this, he had to get empty enough.
Yes, he did.
He had to get empty enough before he came back home. All his friends left him. What number of rounds at the ball?
So long.
When he's talking about, oh, I want to buy a round for everybody. When that money ran out, he couldn't say he was going to buy no more rounds. And when the rounds disappeared, his friends disappeared. Glory to God. And so he got emptied.
Yeah.
Amen. The women that was fooling with him. Amen. Now, I ain't saying you no gold digger. I'm like, no, look. But look, so the women that was fooling with him. Amen. When that money ran out.
Come on.
Amen. He ain't had nobody to hold his hand.
Nobody.
He was empty.
Yeah.
He was empty. Amen. He was used to eating fine dining, Pastor. He was used to giving him some shrimp and some steak, and he was eating. He had caviar and Don Perignon, and I mean, he was living his best life. Amen. But when that money got low,
yeah.
He couldn't even eat, amen, one of them 99-cent burgers.
Yeah.
And when I'm lying. They don't do 99-cent no more. Don't y'all know that? They made me shut in at the store. They don't do 99. It's like $1.50, $1.49, whatever. But he couldn't even afford some fast food burger, amen. He said, well, how you know that? Because the Bible says that he went to eat the husk, the sloth.
Yes, he did.
That the pigs ate. No, scripture said that right as he got to that point, he had decided his mind that I'm going to eat. He thought about it. He said, it's better at home. And at home, amen, even if I was eating a little, just my kids tickle me all the time. Even if we eat chicken every day, amen, I love chicken. I love chicken. I can't help that. If we eat chicken every day, at least I know I got something to eat. Amen. That's what he decided in his mind. Amen. And coming back to his father received him. Glory to God. There's somebody out there today, amen, that is feeling rejected. We feel like God won't take you. We feel like God don't want you. Amen. Everybody else has rejected you. I want you to know God. He's always pulling for you. He is ready to wrap his arms around you. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, Pastor.